The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 1st of August, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the words, "Call me Ishmael," one of the most famous first lines in literature. Herman Melville, born New York City, 1819. His father was a successful merchant, had eight children. The father told the children adventure stories of sailing and distant places. He died when Melville was quite young, and from the age of 12, Herman worked to support himself as a clerk and a farmhand, and as a teacher. When he was 20, he went to sea on a ship that went to Liverpool. He was a cabin boy. It was the first of his many voyages. In 1841, he joined the crew of the whaler Acushnet, which sailed around Cape Horn and through the South Pacific, spent time as a clerk in Honolulu, lived with the Typee people of the Marquesas Islands, a tribe of cannibals, who treated him very well. And inspired by all of his adventures, he returned to his mother's house in New York City, and he settled down to write and wrote the novel. Typee came out in 1846. It was rejected by a Boston publisher. Melville published it in London, became an immediate bestseller there. He wrote a sequel called Omu the following year, also a big success. But then he decided to write for himself, and so his third book, Mardi and a Voyage Thither, was more of a psychological story, less romantic, and did not get as many readers. He was never as popular again as he had been with his first two books. He married, had four children, family bought a farm near Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where he met and became friends with Nathaniel Hawthorne. Melville was working on Moby Dick, up in the Berkshires, the story of Captain Ahab and his obsessive hunt for the great white whale. And Hawthorne encouraged him to make the novel an allegory. Melville was consumed with writing the book. He worked all day without eating until evening. He was elated when he finally finished it. The book came out in 1851. He was sure it was his greatest work yet. But it did not sell well. His American publisher only printed 3,000 copies. Most of them never sold. The warehouse caught fire 2 years later and destroyed the plates and all the unsold books, and the publisher refused to reset the book or to pay Melville any money for it. He wrote two more novels, still couldn't earn enough money to live on, and so he got a job as a customs inspector on the New York docks. The manuscript of his final work, Billy Budd, was found in his desk after he died. At the time of his death, Melville was almost completely forgotten in this country. The New York Times called him Henry Melville in his obituary. Here's a poem for today by Sarah Teasdale. There Will Come Soft Rains. There will come soft rains and the smell of the ground, and swallows circling with their shimmering sound, and frogs in the pools singing at night, and wild plum trees in tremulous white. Robins will wear their feathery fire, whistling their whims on a low fence wire, and not one will know of the war, not one will care at last when it is done. Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone. There Will Come Soft Rains by Sarah Teasdale, from the collected poems published by Simon & Schubert and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.